podcast in episode 184 of Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, the week of March 22nd, 2009.
Here's some candy!
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My wheels are dead, my belly is hurt, and I'm on the ground. No, I'm on the ground.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am Duskor.
Lewis.
And I'm Uzumaki 15.
Yay. Sweet.
That's a fist full of bananas.
I thought we decided he was a Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I've decided today I'm looking at MLG.com, and I'm looking at the thread, Give Puckett to Say Voting Part 2. So everything I'm going to try to say is going to come from this thread. All the quotes that they're going to give Puckett, I'm just going to say all these quotes.
I hope not. That would be highly unfortunate.
And rather random.
That too.
I like this one. He goes, a wild snipe down appears. Roy uses four shot. It's super effective. Roy gains one kill. What's that? What's that? Roy's evolving.
Oh, boy.
That is funny.
Well, as you guys may have noticed, Crypto is back with us amongst the living.
Across the pond.
Still here. Still here.
Yes, our friend across the pond.
Be these planned Pokemans. This is going to be a Pokemon episode.
Doug, the Pokemon episode.
Such a silly Sally.
It's official. And we have Uzumaki 15 yes. With us.
Woo! I choose you!
That kind of failed.
Ruffle.
Does that work?
Yeah, we did a.
I'm just gonna say.
Before the show started, we dubbed. Uzumaki. The official, not the unofficial, but the official Pokemon of Podtacular.
Yeah.
So all of you out there. I need a thread by Wednesday. Okay.
Nine.
If I don't see a thread by Wednesday. Okay.
Okay.
And that's a fistful of bananas.
It'll probably be out Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay. Well, we're back.
Yes.
Fate has brought us together at last.
He just got master beefed.
Okay. Well, Uzumaki, tell us a little about a little bit about yourself and how you found Podtacular and what you do around the community.
Well, yeah, I'm Uzumaki 15. I've been a member of the forums for about I guess a year now. I play Halo, Call of Duty, Halo Wars, video games in general.
Woo!
And I found the podcast while searching for stuff on iTunes.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
So, who's your favorite host out of all the hosts I've ever been on Podtag?
On account of possibility of being booted, I will not answer that.
Oh! Lame! Now you're getting booted.
Oh. Oh. Smart, hey, smart decision on that one.
I think we should do that, like on our 200th episode, we should have like a poll for best host ever. My vote would go for the guy that has all the arrows. Without him, I can't believe I am. Anyway,
I don't know if the new JVB would outlast the original JVB, so we would have to see on that one.
No, I'm saying for all time, I think JVB's my favorite.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes. Besides Crypto, but you know.
Of course. Well, welcome back, Crypto, and thanks, Uzumaki, for being on the show today.
That was tastier than a mustard sandwich.
What?
I told you I'm reading all these quotes. That's what I'm
But those aren't tasty.
I don't know how a mustard sandwich cheese is tasty.
That's a delicious steaming slice of Pwnage pie.
Moving along. since our beloved Kronk is no longer doing voicemails, we're giving someone else a new try at the voicemails.
We love you, Kronky.
Yeah, we still love Kronk, and he'll still be around the forums and whatnot, helping us out.
He'd be like the legendary transition Pokemon. You like have to go to like a certain section of the game, then you have to like move 5 boulders to the right, and then you see him. He's right there. Yeah. And if exactly. anybody lists a spoiler out about which boulders to move and where to find them at, I swear I will delete that thread, even though I'm not an admin. But I will find somebody who's an admin and I will delete your thread.
Like me?
Maybe. I don't know. Just a warning like to all of you people out there. If you spoil it for us, Krunk's hiding spot, I will delete the thread. Okay.
They can just go find you. He will kill you.
That's a problem. That's a promise. And that was a fistful of bananas.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yes.
So yes, Krunk is no longer doing the voicemails, but we have Chucky J giving a swing at it.
Chuck
later. Let's see what he has brewed up with the voicemails.
Podtacular Collins. Hello, my name is Chucky J, and I'll be doing the voicemails at least for a little while. We're gonna miss Captain Krunk for sure. Wait, hold on. I better turn off this dumb effect.
Alright, now that that's out of the way, yes, it is true. Captain Krunk has retired from doing some of the stuff related to the website and to the podcast. But he's still around. He's still doing some of the things. And he's still going to kind of keep an eye on what's going on. So as I've listened to some of the voicemails, and there's quite a few thank yous and messages to Krunk saying hope you're not gone forever and things like that. So we'll get into those, as well as some Tales from the Foxhole and a lot of other interesting and funny messages.
Yeah, hey there, Patrick. I just want to submit this thing. Well, you know what I said, I was going to be in early at school today. Well, it's probably really early for you guys in America, but I'm in Ireland, so Greenwich Mean Time, you know.
GMT.
So, what's it called? So I made this map on Foundry. It's called, I don't know what it's called, but I'll put it on my file share, and I'll have a detail thing on the Customs and Creation show.
Okay.
And it's just used for Team Slayer, BRs, sort of like MLG.
MLG.
And, you know, the damage modifier 110. And so it'll probably be on the Customs and Creations show. So a detailed description, just once you... My gamer tag is Jacob089. So just so you know, what's called, the number that comes up here, it's not like my real number. Well, my real number, it's the, what's it called? It has the, like, number codes for Ireland, the 353 and all, you know? So, yeah, bye.
I guess I can't call up and order you a pizza then. Okay, so for the custom map that you made, yeah, hopefully you got it on the last Customs and Call-ins, but if not, get it on the next one. And make sure to post it up on the website as well in the forums. And people will download it and comment on it for you and let you know what they think. All right? All right, so for this next one, I'm pretty sure it's the same guy calling in three times. I think it's Mr. Chickenfoot. So let's hear what he has to say.
All right. Just want to check out this number. I just want to say this is Chickenfoot 089.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to say to Crunk, I miss you.
Miss you too.
And just send me a private message if you think I can make a bunny nest with you. Just you know, like the mega pirate or like. Conan Pirate.
Conan Pirates.
I don't know, but you're done.
Okay, so yeah, we're all gonna miss Krunk. It's pretty sad. He's done these for a while, as well as building the website and doing all kinds of other stuff around the community. So let's see what else Chickenfoot says.
Hey, it's Pat Jack here. It's Chickenfoot again. So I just want to explain about my last voicemail. I was on the toilet. And I had,
on the what?
So that's why I was making those funny noises. Just so you know, so you don't think that I'm, weird.
No, of course.
So, looking forward to using poop.
Yeah, of course you're not weird if you call us from the toilet because you're taking a dump. So, yeah, that doesn't make you weird at all.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if that my phone ran out of battery for that last one.
Yeah, got cut off.
Saying how Mama for that, the way that I was making some weird noises. I got the rum from some Chinese food, and I was on the toilet. Taking a dump. But, I hope that Captain Crunk doesn't go forever.
I hope so, too.
So, you'll probably get a lot of calls from me tomorrow because I'm getting out of school at 7 o'clock.
Mm.
And it's not starting until 8:30. So, I'll be bored of Fushies, yes. So...
Okay.
Yeah. Keep on fracking trucks. And shout out to my man, Kanga95, who is in my school and who is good at gears, but that's all he plays, so no idea.
Gears. Great. Yeah, we are a Halo site, but we do have a bunch of people that play Gears, and we have a Gears section on our forum, so if he wants to check us out too, he's more than welcome to.
Hi, this is John from the Debt Services Group. I'm calling about your credit card bill.
Mm-hmm.
We have a credit modification program that will allow you to eliminate up to 90% of your existing balances.
Wow.
This modification program is only for cardholders that are having a hard time making minimum payments.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to hear more, please give me a call at 866.
Yeah, well, we'll cut that off and not give the number. So this John guy sounds very familiar. I'm pretty sure he called in a couple times when Crunk was doing this. So, yeah, our answer is no. We don't know what you're selling, but don't call us anymore. Thanks, buddy. No, seriously, these guys, especially in a down economy, they're pressuring people to, you know, try all kinds of crazy stuff to help their situation. And it's just not good. All right, let's see who's next.
Hey, guys, it's Grim Reaper. And I would like to give you a tale from Foxhole.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friend were playing a great match on Narrows. And we were both tied 98-98, and there were four players. I threw a grenade, a frag grenade, at my friend, and he deployed a bubble shield.
Okay.
It bounced off, aim going for the other two players, which were standing near a fusion coil, blowing up the fusion coil and killing them both.
Nice.
My friend thought somehow that he had won, but when the results came out, it showed that I won, and he got all mad. And I would like to give a shout out to Duststorm, Shotgun Friendly, and Crypto. Keep on fragging trucks.
Yeah, nice with the shout outs and nice with the grenade. Yeah, your friend protected himself, but still ended up losing. That's pretty funny. All right, next up.
Hey, Podtacular, it is Death by the Morning here.
What up?
I'm kind of hyper right now. Anyways. I was playing Halo, and I got an Overkill Extermination in 3v3 SWAT.
Hmm.
And then I got another kill, so a Killtacular Extermination.
Nice.
Yeah, woot. 2 points, by the way. And I made a map in the back rooms of Foundry. Right now, the map is called CTF1. Basically, in one room, you've got all the Covenant power weapons and stick and plasma grenades.
Uh-huh.
And in the other room, you've got all the human power weapons and frag and incendiary grenades. And my custom power-up, it makes you I think it's 300% speed, but when you're carrying a flag, no, not 300%, it's one of the things that makes you speed up some.
Okay.
But when you're carrying a flag, it makes you go normal speed, because when you carry the flag, it slows you down some. And, but there's one problem I have. I can't figure out how to place the flag spawns and stuff, and the bomb points.
Mm.
One bomb would be really fun on that. Anyways, if you know how, just message me on the site. But, keep on fragging trucks. Shoutouts to all the Podtacular people on my friends list. And if you want to play sometime, just send me a friend request. My gamer tag is C4NN0NS. It's cannons and leet speak. That's what I'm warning out. Peace.
Alright. Yeah, I've done the flag spawns once. I'm not totally sure how to do it myself. I would say just post a message up on the site. There's plenty of people that would love to help you with that and have done it before. So give it a shot.
Hey guys, it's your Grim Reaper again. I just thought I'd tell you my tale from the foxhole.
Okay.
Again. Because today when I was playing Halo, I went to snipe a brute and I missed. I hit a grunt that was behind him. It ricocheted off of a rock, came back, killed the brute, and shot an ODST that was standing right next to me.
Ouch.
And then I thought, man, I should have jumped in the way so I would have killed myself. Alright, that's it. Keep fragging trucks.
Why would you want to do that? It's bad enough that you offed one of the ODST guys. I mean, why would you want to run in front of the bullet yourself? Alright. Next up.
This is Jane with Credit Contact at 866. I'm calling about your high credit card balances.
I don't have any.
There's a good chance that we can reduce your debt to zero with our assistance program.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important that you try to call me. Again, my name is Jane and my phone number is 866.
Yeah, well, we're not going to give out your number either. So stop calling. Oh, wait, you don't actually listen to the show. You're just calling people. Okay, well, let's get to the next one.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Psychosocial, and I'd like to tell you my tale from a foxhole.
Okay.
I was playing a Grenadier match, which if you don't know what that is, it's basically where you only use grenades, and they regenerate every time you throw one.
Okay.
Well, it was me and my friend, and we were, he was at 49, and I was at 48. And, you know, it was tied 49-49. I went purposely missing with the grenade, but someone else had thrown a grenade at him, but he ran.
Okay.
That grenade blew up, sending mine towards him,
yeah,
blowing up and killing him, and I won the game. I thought it was pretty funny, but it was on his Xbox, so I do not have a video.
Oh, fail.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Deathstorm, Cryptoflakes, Jewelers, and the special guest is this week. Alright, keep on fragging trucks. And humorless folding bike.
Keep on fragging trucks. Yeah.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Chicken for the NM. I'd like to fourth time.
Yeah.
I was just on the site there during computer class, and I just saw that you had two less episodes out in like 2 days, 3 days, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But still, pretty kick ass. Good job keeping the rotation or whatever.
We're trying.
Bye.
Bye, man. Yeah, four calls. That's hardcore. And only a month. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, sometimes shows are going to come out, you know, very close to each other, you know, if there's a delay of some kind. So but we're trying to keep it every week and not too many delays. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Gunna Gustavo 8. Just decided to call and say I added your brother.
My brother?
He's a pretty good player, though. Good custom map maker. Anyways, if you have time, add me. My gamer tag is Gunna Gustavo 8. GunnaGustavo8. If you don't know, then just ask your brother. Oh, by the way, good job with the show. Later.
Okay, don't know whose brother you're talking about. Could be one of the old hosts, could be one of the new hosts. Sure isn't my brother, because he barely plays Halo when he's over at my house. So the best chance to get some interest in what you're doing there is to come to the forums and make some posts. We got lots of people that play well and make good maps and all kinds of stuff, so come check us out.
Hey, Podtacular. This is a couple fans here, and, you know, we were just wondering, like, we were trying to make a podcast, and we kind of wanted your godly advice on how, yeah, an opinion on how it is. So, I'm going to try to play it through this little speaker, but here you go.
Well, first of all, advice on making a podcast, that's another thing. You should come to the forums and talk about it. That way you have like a written record. I could just tell you it's more work than you think it is. So you gotta be ready to really commit to doing it on a regular basis. Well, this next one, I'm kind of shocked and surprised. So, you guys out there in Podtacular Land can tell me if you think, this is really the real guy.
Hey, Podtacular. What's going on? My name is, Spellcheck. I'm from the ghost of Podtacular Past. Just call and say hi. Can't wait for the new Halo Wars game. Can't wait for the new Xbox 360 Halo, was it Recon, I think is what it's called?
Yeah, ODST.
Just doing pretty good. So, this isn't the drunk dial.
Uh-huh.
This is just me saying hi. So, you guys have a good night. Bye.
Yeah, we missed you, Spellcheck. I know you drop by the forums every once in a while, but you gotta come visit us and, you know, inspire us and all that. Yeah. Halo Wars, you're missing out if you don't have it. It is, you know, a simpler RTS, but it's still really good. There's still a lot of strategy involved, and yeah, ODST's coming soon. I think that was the real Spellcheck. The first half of it sounded just like him. I just don't know about that second half. All right, who's next?
What's up, guys? It's Fishman Q.
Yeah.
Just a short-time listener. Second time submitter, first call-in.
Hey, I know you.
And I just want to tell you a tale from the foxhole I got.
All right.
And I was playing on Guardian BR with my friends. And, I started off first 30 seconds, and I got double killed my BR for two four shots, chucked a nade, then chucked a sticky. The sticky gave me triple kill overkill, chucked another frag, and then spectacular. Pretty cool.
Nice.
Keep on frag trucks and send me a friend request just saying that you do Podtac, and I have it on the forums. Play it anytime. Peace out.
Yeah, Guardian, it's just an awesome map. I think everybody loves it for all kinds of different, you know, game types. Yep, Fisherman Q, he knows the Podtacular. You know, we've got the Podtacular juice, and that's why we win. We go out there and we win with the Podtacular juice. All right, so now we got a pretty long one, but I'm just going to let him talk because I think the tale's pretty good.
Hey, Podtac, this is More Killer Matt. I just wanted to let you guys know I changed my gamer tag to Purgatory Knight, N-I-G-H-T, and I have a pretty funny tale from the foxhole. I found myself playing Halo 3 yesterday because I got bored of Gears of War 2 and got bored of COD 5, so I found myself playing Halo 3. So I go Rumble Pit, and I find myself on the one map that's really small. There's a lot of floor. There's like a lot of metal floors and all that stuff. There's a sword in the middle and like a command post room. Can't remember the name of the map, but anyway, I was going down the hallway where the rocket launcher is, and there were two guys coming in. One had camo, and the other one had the sword. They're running in, so I freaked out. I had the sniper rifle. I fired a shot off the wall. It ricocheted, hit the guy with the camo in the shoulder. It didn't kill him, but it took out his camo. Then it ricocheted off the wall and hit the guy with the sword in the head. Then it proceeded to ricochet off that wall, hit another wall, and hit the fusion coils next to the cones near the other base. It blew up, and it sent that traffic cone flying in my direction, thinking that maybe I could replicate what happened to the guy who got recon armor. It did the exact opposite. It flew through and killed the guy who had the camo, because he was trying to get to me. Cause he had the shotgun and his freaking he deflected the cone and took it in the back of the head and it killed him. Then, it wasn't over yet. Right after that, the cone keeps going on a mad killing streak, hits me right in the face, knocks me into the wall, then hits my teammate right behind me in the face and kills him. So, it was kind of a crazy little story there. Sorry for I messed up a bunch. I haven't really called in a long time, so just wanted to say what's up. I've changed my gamer tag to Purgatory Knight, Purgatory, space, Night. Hit me up with a friend request. I'm normally on either Halo, COD 5, or Gears of War 2. See you guys later.
Okay, I left out his second voicemail, but there he was just recommending to those of us that like the Halo books to check out the Warhammer 40K series.
Hi, this is Paul with Consumer Services at 866.
No. Why won't you people go away? Just leave us alone.
Hi, let me ask you a question. Do you surf the internet?
No.
Of course you do.
No, I don't.
What if there was a way for you to get paid every time you surf the net?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Instead of Google and Yahoo making millions for your online surfing, why not get paid yourself? The best part is, this wouldn't cost you one single penny.
Sure.
It's 100% free.
Can it get more annoying? Yes. Yes, it can.
Hi, this is Amanda from the Debt Services Group.
Hi, this is Erin Wingard with Relief Services at 8.
Hi, this is Teresa. I wanted to take this opportunity to bless you the same way that Joe and I have been blessed.
Right,
would you like
sure.
to generate $500 to $1,500?
No, I don't really want to, okay? Thank you very much. All right, let's get to some more real voicemails. Here we go.
Hey, it's Link Slaver 962 calling again. So I want to say, Captain Crunk, I'm really sad you're leaving. You did awesome Tales from the Foxhole. It's kind of like a farewell note calling thing-ish. Well, whatever. And, that's pretty much all why I called in. But, you know, you can check in my file share because I've got some awesome maps and game type. My game tag is Link Slaver 962. Bye, Crunk. Hi, Paltacular. Just want to give a shout out to Captain Krunk, Little Kook, and that's pretty much all. Bye.
Yeah, shout out to Captain Krunk. We're going to miss you, dude. You can come back and do these anytime.
Hey, Potaco, this is Nyrotha Fox with the tail from the foxhole. Okay, I was the only one left with, like, eight other people on the map. It was, I think, Containment. I can't think of the Halo 3 map. But,
trying to think.
Well, there were, like, 80 other people. I just camped, totally pwned them, and, well, that's my tail from the foxhole. See ya. This is my first call. I hope if I sound like I have a stammering problem, well, that's just because I find it an extreme honor to be on Podtacular. Bye.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think which one is, like, Containment. I guess the only one is Avalanche, and that's more modeled after a Halo 1 map. So I guess that's what the one he's talking about. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Owning people.
Hey, guys. I wanted to know if you guys know anything about the release date for Halo Recon.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to that game, and I wanted to know if you guys have any idea of when the release date is or what month or what day. Thanks, guys. Catch you later.
Yeah, I'm afraid we only know what you know. I wish we had, you know, those kind of connections, but the only thing we do know is what Bungie just put in their weekly update back on Friday, and that is that they've finished with some of their major milestones, and it sounds like they're going into a very serious period of testing, and everything is on schedule for, quote, fall 2009, whatever that means.
Hey, Podtacular. I just went back and was listening to the old episodes.
Yeah.
Well, the episodes, the final episodes. I remembered how awesome Podtacular was. Like, I kind of left it alone, and I went back to it, and I really like it again.
Nice.
You guys are doing a great job. All you new guys, keeping the show alive.
Thanks.
Captain Kronk, you're still as awesome as you always were.
Yep.
And are. And that's it. Keep up the great work, everybody.
Thank you. Don't know who that was. I feel like I might recognize the voice, but I really don't know who that was. So thank you for that. Man, old school Podtacular is some awesome stuff. So hopefully, I mean, I know Dusty and Crypto and G. Lewis want to keep the tradition going, so far so good.
Hey, Popular. It's Elite Sniper 962 calling you for the second time. I just want to say bye to Captain Crump and whoever's reading these voicemails. Hi.
Hi.
And I hope you do a good job.
Thanks.
Calling's going to be better than Crump.
Yep.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just want to say hi, what's up, to Podtacular, shout out to Lil Kook, Captain Kronk, and whoever is doing the voicemails, which is, please say your name.
Chucky J.
And feel free to send me a phone request, because I have some awesome games, and I'm a fun person to play with. And keep on fracking Halo Wars, which sucks, and the noobs who drive warhogs around trying to splatter people. Get their spider free on the legendary map. Bye.
All right. Let's see who might this be.
Hello, Podtacular. This is Lil Kook.
Yo.
I haven't called in a while. Today I'm actually doing a catch up on all the Podtacular episodes because I was about 5 episodes behind.
What?
And I decided to call you guys. So, just wanted to say that you guys are doing, like, a really, really great job with the good show. I'm really impressed with how you guys have done. Just keep up the good work, and I'll see you guys around the forums. All right, peace.
Nice. So, I kind of feigned ignorance there as to his catch-up, but I did know that he was trying to catch up on Podtacular because I follow him on Twitter. Yes, Twitter. You need to follow us on Twitter. So, Podtacular has a Twitter account, which has all the news updates on it. So, follow Podtacular. Follow Chucky J. Duststorm's up on there. Follow Lil Kook. And a bunch of other people from the community are up in there, too. So, come check it out. Okay, so now we got two map descriptions, so I'm just going to let them play.
Hey, this is Demaku, D-O-M-A-K-U. I play Xbox Live. I've got a map for Sandbox that me and a couple of friends have been working on. It's called Castle, and pretty much we built a giant castle for the humans to spawn in, and a few people on the outside to spawn it. It's for infection. It's got many different spawn places for the zombies. We've got different little camps that they can hide at. Got a small main base for them. We haven't made a game type yet, but it shall be on my file share pretty soon, I'm hoping. I've got some screenshots of the map, and I'm going to upload some more. So if anybody wants to check out anything, just check out my file share. All right. See ya.
My gamer tag is big, all in capitals, and then bird, and then 856. And the map that I would like to be shared is one of my castle maps. It was made on Sandbox, and I don't know. It's not completely done, but when it's done, I think it might be pretty good. But so that's really it. Bye.
Now we've got the ninja with a plan.
Hi, Patek. This is NinjaMan59, and I am the ninja with a plan. I was just calling in to do my tale on the show. This tale's from a long time ago. Back when Team SWAT was social. It was a double EXP thing. And the first time I played it, first match, got an overkill killing frenzy. One kill. And I was like, invoice. And, that's it. Alright. Goodbye. This is NinjaMan 9.
Alright, and that's it for voicemails this month. We thank everybody for calling in. And we'll talk to you next time. Remember, come check us out on the forums and tell your friends that Podtacular is still going and we're still the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. Chucky J signing off. Oh, wait a second. There is one more thing that I was told by a certain pirate that must be included. So, let's see what we got here. This one's from my buddies, Rhett and Link, at rhettandlink.com. So, go check them out. This is just plain awesome.
I used to think that Freddie Mac was a pimp. But now my mutual fund is the one walking with a limp. And Fannie Mae, you almost failed me, boo. But the faithful feds, they bailed you. Poor Lehman Brothers, y'all got the shaft.
Shaft!
The government said, good luck with that.
Shaft!
And AIG, old Uncle Sam, he loaned you $85 billion, but now he owns you. Some cry out, we've become a socialist state, while others say we need to regulate. Should I vote McCain or pull the lever for Obama? I'm thinking either way, I'll be moving back in with Mama. But the cooking's good, and I think she'll drive me to work. Save money on groceries and gas. You see, I don't have much job security. I'm an internet comedian. I'm not even sure if that's technically a job. I don't think it is.
you know things have gone wrong when I can't even afford to finish this song.
Okay, well, welcome back. Thanks, Chuggy, for taking care of the voicemails. We appreciate it.
That was Dermot McNasty, man. Seriously, that was Dirty McNasty. Those voicemails.
They can get pretty bad.
That was a slay atrocity.
Was it better than the mustard sandwich?
Let me think. So you're talking about Dijon mustard or like Kraft?
Probably Dijon.
Yeah,
Dijon's a little better.
Yeah.
Kraft just sucks.
I don't like either.
I know it's a close.
I don't like mustard, period.
So it's close. I think Chucky J just edged it out, though. I think so.
Because
remember, if life gives you lemons, Dermot would be on four shots someone. Remember that.
I asked Fumo this the other day, and I'm wondering what you guys are thinking. Chuck Norris versus Mr. T.
Hmm.
Well, is it like Kimbo Slice, Mr. T, or now Mr. T?
Kimbo Slice.
Oh, go. Sorry, Chuck. Sorry, Chuck. Mr. T pities the fool.
I pity the fool.
See, Chuck Norris doesn't have a tagline, does he?
Not that I know.
No, he doesn't.
Except for I am.
He just has the roundhouse kick to the face.
I'm quitting this, a.k.a. next to God. I think I pity the fool wins.
Well, we did find out that Mr. Rogers in the Bloodstained Sweater won over everyone else. Sorry, I had to throw that reference in there.
I don't know if he could beat the official Pokemon of Potacular, though. I don't know if he could beat him. Because he's a fistful of bananas.
Okay. Well, let's get on to the submissions part of the show, where you guys sent in your tales from the foxhole. And jumping right in, we got our first one from Punxsutawney Phil. He says, "Hey guys, it's Punxsutawney Phil. Yes, like the groundhog Phil." I have no idea what he's talking about. Anyone?
Isn't that the groundhog from NASCAR?
I have no idea.
Isn't that his name? Hold up. Go check it out.
Punxsutawney Phil? Anyway, while he's doing that, he says this is his second submission. He has a tale from the foxhole. It's a Left 4 Dead tale. Oh, so we're going a little outside. The Halo 3 realm. Oh, my gosh.
Jumping outside the box.
Yes, indeed. So if you don't read it, okay. Well, we're reading it anyway. Here's where G. Lewis probably yells no.
No.
Oh, the groundhog that does all the spring stuff in the winter. His name's Phil, apparently.
Oh, really?
Why would you name him Phil? That's stupid. Could his name be like Sweet Cheeks or, you know, some Nutters, you know, something? I don't know.
Nutters. Anyway.
Phil.
Continuing on, he says, sorry if this is long. It's actually not too long. So anyway, me and my friend Quigs4494 were playing Versus Mode in Left 4 Dead on the same console. We joined his friend's, a plausible grunt, game. I didn't really take note of which level it was, but Zoe was the only survivor left. I spawned as a boomer, sorry. Lance is yelling at me right now. I spawned as a boomer, and he spawned as a hunter. Almost immediately it said, Quigs4494 is becoming the tank. But he never became the tank because I quickly switched to Punxsutawney Phil is becoming the tank, and I became the tank. And Quigs respawned as a smoker. I made my way to the room where Zoe was, and Quigs was constricting her. The weird thing was, he was constricting her from the doorway, but she was constricted in midair, floating in the center of the room. My control meter was going down, even though I couldn't fit in the room. Suddenly, it said, Quigs4494 is becoming the tank. I respawned as a hunter, and Quigs became the tank. I ran back into the room and saw Joey hanging onto the ceiling for dear life. Suddenly, she was being constricted through the ceiling by another smoker. I pounced on her, and then it said, a plausible grunt is becoming the tank. Then a vote to return to the lobby started. There's only one vote, but somehow the round ended, and we went back to the lobby anyway. Lagtacular.
Oh. I've never played that game. JVB.
This is where you need JVB to say that.
Lagtacular. I never played Left 4 Dead, so I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
There's a multiplayer mode.
Oh, I don't know what a smoker is. I thought he was talking about somebody who smoked. I was like, what are you talking about?
Different kinds of zombies.
Yeah, okay. Okay, okay.
Oh, he says, keep on fragging folding bike trucks carrying spatulas on to Pasta Hut where Nene is trying to buy a Vito and a special assault rifle from Fumo Jivi International. International misspell. Who is going to use the money to frag the alpaca anus armor of little people. I have to say, that is one of the better foreign keep on fragging threads I've seen.
Yes.
So, very, very well done.
What?
Kudos. Shout out to me. Haha, not really. Just did that to confuse everyone. What?
Good one!
That's what?
Bananas.
About whether... to confuse everyone about whether or not it was myself or the reader that was just being shouted out to. I'm sure it wasn't Crypto, since this was a long one.
Jesus. Shoutouts to me, a.k.a. Duststorm.
Yeah, ha, 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 ha.
I get it.
Ha, ha, ha. Anyway. Someone take the next one.
Wow, I'm an idiot.
Wow, okay. You are an idiot. For interrupting me. I'm just kidding. Keep going.
In particular, it's wow, I'm an idiot. And I have a tail from the foxhole. So anyway, ouch. Ouch.
It really is an idiot.
I just smashed my hand on the... So anyways...
On the Game Boy? He was playing Pokemon, he got a cramp, sorry.
So anyways, it was team player on last resort, and I spawned in the seawall. Aside of the map, near the shotgun spawn. Not the beach, I went straight for the sniper. I zoomed aimed at the other sniper spawn and got a triple kill with one shot. I haven't gotten my overkill yet, so I was searching frantically for the other guy. But he had quite as... But he had quite as soon as the game started. Oh, quit. I see. He spelled quit wrong. Not my fault.
Wow, he's an idiot.
I made my way over to the sniper spawn and maxed out my sniper ammo. Next, I hitched a ride with the spinning wheel of death and obtained the splazer.
Splazer.
I then made my way back to the sea and hopped onto the top of the rubble and made my way to the seawall. I couldn't believe that I had done this because I tried to do this on last resort a lot, but I usually get killed before I can get back to the seawall. Anyways, I got a perfection and a rampage, just staying there the entire game.
Nice.
One time I fired a shot with a splazer in it, and I killed a guy who had the active ammo on. I hope you enjoyed reading my tale from the foxhole. Shout out to you, Louis, Crypto, Dusty, the guest, Uzumaki 15, the Pokemon.
Yay!
The Pokemon.
The Pokemon.
Black Hell 007, Physician Awesome Signature, and Black Reality.
Cool.
Whoa. Oh.
Once I pick up with the sniper, is a double kill with one shot, but never a triple.
Yeah, I've got a double with one shot, never a triple either. But I'm a noob, so it's
same. Weird. Same here.
Oh, so you are a noob. Okay.
I've gotten the double headshot twice with one sniper, maybe three times, but that's the best I've
gotten. I've gotten the single.
Single kill.
You get all ramped up and then, no. There should be like a machinima, like, just like, single kill! And then everyone stops, turns,
really?
Looks at the guy, and then everyone, like, snipes him at the same time. That would be, like, awesome.
We should do that, too.
Yeah, we should. No! Aww!
Yep, you said you should. Okay.
Aww,
it's recorded on history forever.
Dang all it. Right.
Anyway, next submission here is from the real 256, and he is a fistful of bananas. Hey, Podtaker. This is my first submission. One time, it's my first submission. Okay, there's no periods. Okay, one time in Lone Wolves, and I was playing Oddball. I started off by going up the snipe tower, and someone grabbed the ball, So I took him out. Then the fun began. Fun didn't begin before. The fun began. I was running a line formed behind me, but the stupid people kept killing each other, so I didn't take much damage all the while. All I could think was, run, rabbit, run. After a while of this, someone sniped me after respawning. I eventually got the ball back and won the game. Good job. This was very early in my Halo career. So it was not saved, which sucks. So you trying to save
career?
Career. It's key rear. That's what he's put. Key rear thing. Anyway, keep on fragging people who wear anus armor while riding on folding bikes and mis-selling their tails in the foxhole while shouting veto. So unless you were yelling veto, then you just fragged yourself. That's a fistful of bananas.
You and your bananas.
Oh, I love bananas.
We have Robin no bananas.
Bananas. Ring, 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 ring.
Banana phone.
I miss Lone Banana Phone.
Lone Banana Phone. Wah, wah, wah.
Are you quite done yet?
Hoy, 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 hoy,
yeah,
hoy.
You're up.
All right. Domaku says, this is purposely written in late for just for you guys.
What?
Hey, this is my Tales from Tefoxhole. Out of Space Parks, 111111, whatever.
The rest of this is not in Leet speak. It's all normal speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I think he got bored.
He forgot he wrote that. I meant to delete that part. My God. Sorry.
Sniper's game on Last Resort, and our team had just about wrapped up the game. I felt like team killing. I knew.
Okay.
Wow, you read that about 10 milliseconds. Wow, that was like 3 lines of page. It's like I think you reread that. All I heard was like 4 words.
I was laughing at the team killing part. But
oh, okay, sorry.
I didn't even process it.
Okay.
Continue.
Well, it was Team Snipers on Last Resort, and our team had just about wrapped up the game, and I felt like team killing. That's
yeah.
Nice. I knew all the dudes on my team, so I knew they wouldn't boot me. I shot all my friends in the shoulder, and I hit correct. To my surprise, it ricocheted off the ground and hit an opponent right in the face.
Nice.
That's interesting.
Fail.
I was so amazed, so I saved it and put it on my file share. It's called Best Shot Ever. Check it out on my file share. It's full of goodies for your entertainment. Thanks for creating the entertaining podcast. I hope to submit more often. Keep on fragging trucks, okay, guy?
It's actually called Best Snipe Ever. So,
where you intentionally try to team kill and then you end up sniping someone in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, hey guys, I'm gonna kill you. No, you're not.
Man.
That's when you fail, and the only time you can kill other people.
Did I ever show you that one film where? Actually, this was Uzumaki. Remember that one where you shot, right? It was on Guardian, and I jumped down, and you shot right through me, and you sniped a guy?
I don't think that was me.
I thought that was you.
No.
I have the film. I have to go check it out.
I have a bunch of random clips on my Xbox, but that's not one of them.
Oh. I'll have to look it up.
Fail.
I thought that was you.
Fail. Fail.
Yeah.
Fail.
Oh,
fail.
Shut up.
Fail. Doot,
doot. Okay.
I guess
next
you don't get it.
I'll pass. Next one comes from Stall Me Please. Really short submission. He says, hey guys, it's Stall Me Please, and I'm here with a tale. I was playing Slayer BRs on Assembly, and I went 41-4.
Whoa.
Videos in my file share.
That's crazy.
Keep on fragging my new Rolex watch I stole off of a rich Spanish investor. I got caught and was sentenced to 6 years in prison. I used the Rolex as a lockpick to escape.
So wait, hold on. They caught you for stealing a Rolex, but they didn't take it? It was like, oh, I can keep it.
That doesn't make much sense.
No, not really.
Anyway, nice try, buddy. Try better next time.
What I want to know is how he went 41-4. That would have meant his entire other rest of his team must have been total idiots and only got 9.
And it could have been on like on Slayer BR, so I guess yeah. So did he win? It doesn't say how many deaths they got. I mean, that's pretty good, man. That's if he was on his file show, check it out.
Yeah,
indeed.
You should probably go pro. Snipe down, Junior.
Okay. Who wants to get the next one?
I'll get the next one.
Nah. It's going in order.
Following me on Skype, and I got confused. Hey, Podtacular, it's Focanary, aka Giphy Boy 92. My tale took place a couple of months ago on the pit. Me and a buddy was a Fury fan. On a team, and a member of the opposing team was really annoying everyone with his camping shotgun. The game type was Team Slayer. The camper was constantly yelling at his children, grounding them from their Xbox. Me and my friend, as well as the other players, were shocked with this guy's attitude towards his kids while he was playing Halo. I was constantly trying to get rid of the camper, and I eventually took him out with a frag, only to be killed by my own teammate with a shotgun. Yeah,
that's interesting.
That's funny. He finally kills him. He kills a shotgun camper, and then he gets killed by his teammate who has a shotgun.
My friend did sort of the same thing once. It wasn't cool.
That's pretty bad.
Yes. Fail.
So when we had finally taken control of the sword room, my own teammate walked up to me and betrayed me. The position was crucial. And to our win, we ended up tying the game 50-50.
What?
This was the game that I had on my file share for a while as the closest game ever. Sorry for somewhat repetitive tale, but that was all I had due to my broken Xbox. Keep up the good work, guys. Farewell, Captain Crunk. You will be greatly missed.
Aww.
Shout out to buddies, Jory Fan, Captain Planet, Mives, Arbitration, Halo 3 wouldn't be as fun without you guys. I can't wait till my Xbox is back. Please, guys, keep up fragging. Put lights on your Xbox.
Nice, I appreciate it. I really agree with that one. If I could, I'd frag them, but they actually fragged my Xbox. So.
Whoops.
Anyway, wow, this guy's look at his last line. You know what? Next one is Death by the Morning, and he writes, "How's it going, Podtech? It's going very well. Thank you for asking." So anyways, I was playing some Lone Wolves a couple minutes ago, and I was going for a Kill Frenzy achievement, which I didn't get, sadly. Sad face. But it was Slayer BR's a construct, so I spawned the sword and picked it and the sniper up. So he picked up a sword and a sniper rifle. I quickly picked up a triple kill and then a double for the killing spree. Then got 4 no-scopes in a row and died. So I went and picked up my sniper and was firing at a guy, and he threw down a bubble shield, so I chunked a sticky at him as he was peeking out and stuck him. I love doing that. I hate bubble shields. I ended up winning the game 25-15-7-6-5-0. What?
So that's number it.
Lone Wolves. 6 players.
Oh, okay. So he had 25, nice guy had 15. Okay, I get it. One guy had 0. Nice. That's it. Keep on fragging trucks. P.S. Do you think Fumo would rather be a midget or blind? I don't know. Blind, what do you midget. Guys think? If he was blind, he couldn't fold his bikes. I don't know. Folding bikes are made for midgets. We have to ask Fumo. Fumo, send me an email. Anyway, he goes, "I heart you all, especially you, G-Lewis." Aww. That's why I read it.
No, he says he less than 3 you.
Oh yeah, he less than 3s. He doesn't heart me. He less than 3s me. I forgot. I less than 3 Podtech too, except for that dust storm guy. He's weird.
Aww.
He's weird.
Oh, come on.
He always wants me to do the campaign show and stuff. And then he calls me at 4:00. Where are you? He's like, "We don't start recording till 5. And he's like, "No, we start at 4. I was like, "Since when?" And he's like, "Since now." And I was like, "Oh,
that's me too." That's me. It's like, we've got it.
You guys just don't pay attention.
He's like, no, we've got it for East.
Love you, Dusty.
Thanks.
Toodle.
Uzi, hit it.
Yes. Do you want me to skip this one and read mine, and then you can read
it?
Sure.
Yes, sure. Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hey,
it's full of bananas.
Some loser named Uzumaki sent this in.
I hate this one.
Crypto and G-Lewis, Uzumaki here, back with a few tales from the foxhole. My first was on Valhalla a while back. I was shooting at a guy in the cave by a red base. The guy backs up while I was shooting at him, picking up the shotgun as he goes. He slips behind a rock, crouches and waits, thinking I'm going to be some total
idiot. Why don't you say this like you're not reading? Why don't you say it like
a... just like, tell us.
I could definitely tell you're reading that. Do you remember what happened?
Yes.
Could you say it without reading?
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, you try to do it without reading.
All right. Well, this guy backs me up, picking up a shotgun, camps behind a rock, thinking I'm going to be some total idiot. I walk behind him.
Oh, come on now.
Okay, so I walk behind him and see him camping there, just staring into space. And I throw a sticky stick at him. He looks kind of freaked out, runs away, and just explodes.
Did he not see you come?
Ew! Oh, that's what she said.
Keeler, it's only you. Only you. Wow. Wow. Okay, what's your other one?
My other one, Trigger Happy Psycho and I were playing Shoddy Snipers on Standoff. He just killed me, and I spawn. I scoop in over at the other base looking for him. He yells at me where I am. I yell at him where he is. I scope out, look over, and see him standing right next to me. So I switch to my shotgun and just own him. And hear him yelling at me like I'm some kind of idiot and jerk.
So you guys were in the same house together?
Yeah. He had come over. Okay. He just got his Xbox back from being grounded.
Wow.
So the clips will soon be on your file share?
That's the plan.
Why don't you ask Ninja Man? He can do it for you.
Yeah.
See, he's the man with the plan.
Ninja yeah. Man.
The ninja with the plan.
And I do a shout out to Asian Express, my new team, and Ninja Man.
Yay! Woo! Wait. Are you Asian?
No.
So how do you qualify to be on the team?
I'm not sure. Tokyo in America originally made up the name, and when he backed down as a leader and just quit the team, I assumed the role of the leader, and we're probably going to work on the name later, but right now we have to get everyone together for a practice.
Okay, that makes sense. That.
Very cool. Nice, very nice.
Who's on your team?
Asian dude, Shadow Dreamer, and Nero the Demon.
Nice.
Cool.
Asian dude.
Yes, that guy.
That's how I can tell. He's only Asian on our team.
So. Anyway, Dusty, go to the next one. He has a fistful banana.
Okay, I'll hit the next one. Elite Spartan writes in, "Sup guys, it's Elite Spartan 182 again with a tale from the foxhole.
Nice.
Playing Slayer on Valhalla, we were losing 42-37. I picked up the sniper and got an overkill with 3 snipes.
Overkill.
So we were down 44-41. My teammates were gaining confidence and told me how good I was doing since I had 21 kills. Okay.
You're so great.
Then we got the score to 48-49, and we were down by 1 point, and I just had gotten the new sniper. When I got back up, I saw the one guy take the man cannon. I sniped and got a double kill. I went back into theater and found out that 2 guys had jumped off the man cannon right when they lined up, my bullet hit them. Nice. I do have the film, but it's not in my file share. Good luck with the show, and keep on fragging fat guys that drive little cars to make them look shiny. Like what? Your uncle.
Skinny. Not shiny.
Oh, skinny. Oh. Oh, wow. I just missed that one. See you guys next week.
Wow. Good job on reading.
Thanks. Fail boat.
Check it.
Oh! I get that now.
Oh, you never understood that? I thought you understood it. You laughed the first time I said it, so I thought you got it. Never mind.
Loosely.
That's what she said.
Crypto. Aww. Oh, come on. Come on.
Crypto, it's your turn.
Wow.
And that's what she said, too.
Oh, that's bad. That's really bad.
Oh, man.
Crypto, go.
From arbitration. Hey, guys, over here. Okay, the other day I was playing Team Sniper.
Dude, shut up!
Sniper's a construct. Oh, man. Anyway,
just got up the purple left, and I was...
There's two.
I was facing orange left. But I was behind the roof support slash column thing. And some guy comes around the corner, I zoom in, aim in the head. Aim his head. Wait, aim at it.
What?
Hid. It's supposed to be his.
Okay. Pull the trigger just as I go behind the column. Randomly, I get a headshot.
Headshot.
I thought I must have just gotten the shot. On, okay. On later inspection, I found no bullet drill at all. I shot the wall and killed someone. Yay. Also in the same game, my friend shot a guy and landed the sniper landed right on the end near the guy's crotch.
And yeah, that's what she said. She said.
Keep on fragging through it, stash up.
Good submissions, I like them, especially that first one. Random. Anyway, next submission here is from Vigo the Amigo. And he writes in, "Hi Podtacular, this is my first submission ever." Lol, lol, lol. He didn't write lol, lol, lol. This is Vigo the Amigo from Denmark, north Yay. Of Germany and Europe. So he's not the only person across the pond. I was playing Social Team Slayer on Narrows, and if you know Narrows just a little bit, you'll know that the man cannons can be quite dangerous, especially when maniacs like myself, or aka Vigo the Amigo, chug grenades through them. I had just been killed by someone, and therefore I got pretty mad and started throwing grenades and power drains into the man cannon. But as I threw my second grenade, a guy was on his way through it, and it exploded in what looked like his butt. Talk about hot butt. Also, I got two triple kills with the battle rifle and the needler. The later one, I was this close, pinching thumb and index fingers really close to getting first ever overkill. Oh man, that's exciting when you get your first trip overkill. My shields were down and I had a plasma glued to my face, but I kept on going at him. She said, as you know, the needler takes a certain amount of needles to explode, which is usually an entire clip or about half a clip actually. But the plasma, yeah, but the plasma exploded when I needed two needles on him, and my face imploded, kaboom. As I died, I yelled at my TV for letting me die. It'd be even better if, like, the second he yelled at it, his Xbox red ring. Thanks for the show, and keep the good work. Vigo the Amigo. Hey, Vigo, next time you write a submission, don't cuss.
I don't understand why he says the needler takes the entire clip. It takes seven needles.
He might not have known.
It's about half a clip.
Yeah.
Because you still have a few that will go astray.
Yeah. Especially if the guy's good at dodging them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you get
Team Bubble Bath. Life. That's all I have to say.
Duststorm is a pro. Yes. He is the... Duststorm is the T2 of Team Bubble Bath.
I thought he was the Oddball Master.
That too.
Oh, he's the Oddball Master too. Man, Duststorm just should go pro. We should give him a contract. just stop.
I'm good at team games.
Let's just stop beating around the bush and let's give him that contract.
Pick up the last one, Uzi.
All right, Chickenfoot 098089. Sorry.
Oh.
Says, hey Podtacular, Chickenfoot 8089 here with a cool tail. Here's how it went down. It was 7th on the 7th, which always places me in Avalanche.
Yeah, I hate Debbie too.
Said, It was on territories and we were getting owned. That's never fun. I was getting a few good kills with my stickies and I went to the other base to wreak havoc. I was traveling on my goose when I was attacked by a hornet. Never fun. He chases me to the grapplers when I jump off and in midair I skyjack him. He was driving into a wall at the base and the hornet was knackered, so I got when I got into there, it was an explosion. I thought I was dead, but I was in the burnt out shell of the hornet. I stayed there for the rest of the game while I got some food. Happy days. I came back and the "Would you like to boot this player?" sign was on the screen. I let him on just to get the abuse from my mic or on my mic, and then it was all quiet when I touched the back button, scrolled to his name, pressed X. Ah, peace and quiet. Keep on fragging hillbillies. Play banjo music.
Wait, so what happened?
Hey, I'm from Georgia. He was skyjacking somebody, and I guess somebody shot at him with the missile pod or something.
Yeah.
And then that's happened to me before in the Warthog. I've been jacking somebody, and then the Warthog blew up, and then I was stuck in the Warthog. It's actually a Queso Man's montage, if you look at it. He kills me. I'm so stuck in the freaking Warthog.
Edit.
And so, apparently he got betrayed while he was getting food.
Oh, yeah, somebody killed him while he was in there. And then he yelled at him. And then he muted him.
Yeah. He's in quiet.
Keep on fragging hillbillies. I'm from Georgia, so...
Hillbilly!
Hillbilly.
I also do not like hillbillies.
Okie dokie. Well, thanks everyone for sending your stuff in. Wrapping things up, sending your comments, etc. to podtackler@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtackler.com to send an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
Show.
Call our listener voicemail at 206-888 Halo and leave a Halo related message. We play these back regularly on the calls. Tell us what the box is.
Like this one.
So, be sure to check out our website at www.podtackler.com. And while you're there, check out the forums and shut the dog up. There's lots of ways for you to make friends and play Halo, as well as many other games with cool people, like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. Yes.
I have no idea what he was talking about.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on our community, contributing to our PayPal to help out hosting bill. Following us on Twitter or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes.
I do all that.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie.
No.
The GCN Video Game Show.
No.
JBV Show, the Post Game Reporter, TalkingAboutGames.com.
Yes.
And Destructoid.
I never listened to him. I'm just kidding. They're all wonderful shows.
PGR has G. Lewis's stamp of approval, and that's it.
No, I mean, I listen to Gamertag Radio. I don't listen. I used to listen to Uncle Gamer, but I used to write for them, and then they kicked me off the writing, so I don't listen.
Aww.
Sarcastic Gamer is hilarious. Achievement Junkie, I never listened. Only time ever. I used to watch them on Xbox, but they're not on there anymore. And I've never listened to the Video Game Store show, even though I think it's been the longest one running. I've never listened to it. They're the one that actually runs the GamerCast Network, and I've never listened to it.
Right.
But,
whoops.
And Post Game Report's pretty funny, and I've never listened to Destructoid because it's new, well, at least to the GCN.
Right.
But.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Thanks, Ujimaki, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Official Pokemon of Podtech.com.
Yes. Next week is the Around the Ring. We're not sure what we're doing yet.
Which is a fistful of bananas.
So
we should do a show for Meadowlands, I think, because it's like 2 weeks.
We probably will. Yes.
Yes.
If you had a tape recorder.
Yes.
Maybe get some interviews for us.
Mr. Bond. Yes.
No, Mr. Bond, I want you to die. Anyway, until next time, I am Deathstorm.
I'm Cryptoflex.
Keep on fighting Cryptoflex, which is people who live over the pond. That's what I said. Use a Mackie, I choose you.
No, you don't.
Are you not even going to say goodbye?
Oh, yeah. Bye.
No, I mean, G. Lewis. I already started the...
Frog the Trucks.
Adios. Adios. Amigo.
Say who you are.
My name's Gregory James Lewis, and my gamer tag is G. Lewis, and I like long walks on the beach. I love pizza and salsa and Cheeto chips.
And
I really like to record podcasts and RSS feeds. Make me all giggly inside. Oh, okay. I'm G. Lewis. See you next week, or 2 weeks, actually.
And we're about to get here.
The official Pokemon of Pate. And the dog in the background.
Sure.
And the dog in the background.
Yeah, that's whatever.
That's an approval from the dog. He's cool with it.
Back to the sheep.
She's cool with it.
That's what she said.
There's only one thing left to say.
And where can I find the show notes?
Oh, I guess you need a linkage. You
cannot has.
He needs linkage.
You cannot has.
Here's linkage.
First, you would make me a sandwich. Then you can has.
How would you eat the sandwich?
If you give it to me, I can eat it raw. I like turkey and cheese on rye. I tell this to everybody every week, and I don't understand how it hasn't caught on yet. Somebody should make a thread about it, warning future guest hosts that when we show up, that was crazy.
Is anyone seeing that?
It's in the contract.
I think that's really hard.
You put on there, Crypto misses out for reasons I don't remember.
I don't remember why. I forgot why. Give me a break.
Podtack here, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. This is episode 184.
Do-do-do-do.
Pretty good.
Do-do-do-do.
Wait, hold up. How's the Pokemon theme so? Good.
All right. No idea.
How's it go? Crypto. No. In the game, that's Smash Brothers.
Yeah, Pokemon Stadium.
I never listened to the sound, so I don't know.
Probably
doing it wrong.
We did it close.
I've heard so many of those different versions from all the different games I've played, so.
Are we recording now, or?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I mean, I thought he was just practicing when he said the...
No! That was full whistle.
Because usually you go, and this is Crit Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't do that this time. That's how I know when the show starts, would you say that?
No, he did the opening part.
Oh, okay. So we're recording, but this is what you're going to edit out, right? Edit?
Yeah. Yes. Unless it gets to the point. It might. Dang it, now I'm probably gonna go find that sound and put it as the blooper song.
In the background?
Yes. And it's a loop, so I can just make it a continuous loop.
We should do like a fake Pokemon fight. Me and Dusty, and then Crypto can be my Pokemon, and using Mackie can be Dusty's Pokemon. And no, it'd be funny.
Use admin power!
I don't have admin power.
I do. I bestowed it upon you. Use admin power.
We can do the fight because I want to be the new host, and you are the host. So I'd be like, we're going to fight for the host. I choose you, Cryptoflex. Use special British power. He's like, what? Who are your crumpets in?
Sure.
Talk him to death. No. Use your weird comedy that us Americans do not understand. Go.
I shall avenge thee.
Do your worst.
Do your worst. How about you?
Now, Cryptoflex, I choose you. You like sound effects for the ball opening up and shit.
Soundoflex.
He comes out and he's like, Crypto.
Oh boy.
Using Mackie sounds like a Pokemon name, though.
Kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You use a Mackie, he's like, oh, okay.
I choose you, Uzumaki!
Uzumaki! Mackie!
No, you have to figure. I did that too loud. I guess I did that a little too well, didn't I?
Uzumaki!
Uzumaki is the potacular Pokemon. It's dubbed, it's official.
We should make him a signature.
We should.
The official Pokemon of Pot. Use Monkey. That's what we should introduce him.
That would be great.
Oh.
Just have to figure out kind of Pokemon Uzumaki is.
He's a water type.
He's
in a battle. No, that's the issue of this episode.
Where is that music coming from?
Potter's playing. Crypto's playing. What kind of game?
Dang it! Now I want to get my Pokemon and bring it out too.
What kind do you have?
Yeah.
I think I'll play these. I had a DS. I used to play Mario Kart on it like that crack in class, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna fail everything. So I sold it.
Are you not gonna drop out again?
Yeah, it's.
Thank you for doing
that.
Wait, no, G. Lewis. His dropping out is his special ability.
Does he even know what we're talking about?
I don't know.
I believe I do have a general idea.
We dubbed you the official Potacular Pokemon.
Use a monkey.
Are we still discussing Pokemon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You were the official Pokemon of
Pokemon. We decided you were a water type.
Okay, that was random.
You should have heard my Pokemon cry for you. It was just like burst out laughing.
Wow.
It was more monstrous. That thing was kind of failed up. And listen to the bloopers, it'll be in there. We're gonna have a blooper reel full of Pokemon.
Well.
No. Instead of the beep noise for between the clips, I should get like a Pokemon opening ball sound.
Welcome to Potter.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of
Hello.
That's so, so funny!
Why did you put Yuza Maki's submission in here?
Cause he submitted something.
It? Are we gonna read it? Okay, remember we're gonna use Maki's submission to skip over that.
He can say it if he wants to.
Okay.
That's what they've done in the past, it's just that if the guest host submitted something, just have the guest host read it.
Can I submit something and read it?
Yeah, but you hardly visit the site, from what I recollect.
I go there every day!
Oh, sure.
What, when? February?
Oh, I post every day on the forum, I don't know if you guys do.
No, you don't.
We'll see you in the MLG section.
Oh, that explains it. What? Facebook, I don't see much of you.
Oh. I mean, like, look, I don't have that many posts, but can you see me tell that I sign on? I'm the third person to ever sign up for Fontech.com. Thank you.
I know, that's freaky. But I have more posts than you, so.
What?
Yep.
Oh, me? Nothing.
It means I'm more active. Beat it.
It just means that I feel more reserved when I should open my mouth.
Gosh, you take it forever.
I clicky.
Crikey!
Crikey.
Look at the size of that thing!
Look at it. Look at the size of that guy. It's a fuck, it's T squared in the flesh. I didn't know he was 9'12".
What?
He's fermented. What he distilled over here.
I couldn't think of anything else at the moment. That was the first thing that came to mind.
Next time you should say distilled.
Ah!
And it's tastier than a mustard sandwich.
Wow.
Right then, someone get Dustin a glass of water because this man is clearly choking.
I'm not that close.
You're a rambunctious rhinoceros. Or no. Rhinoceros. Sorry, rhinosaur, what is it?
This week on the GamerCast Network. On Sarcastic Gamer, the crew discusses zombies and butter. Tune in to find out why. What is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and listen to episode 134 of the Video Game Show. Check out the post-game report to get all the facts. Post-game, grab a rocket launcher, hop in a tank, and blow up some massive bosses. Because Retro Force Go is talking about Metal Slug. Which game in the beloved Sprite-tastic series is the best? Should the series move into 3D? Find out all this and more in this week's episode. On Sarcastic Gamer Pink, the ladies discuss the phenomenon that is Peggle. And how much is your gaming time worth to you? Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more. GamerCastNetwork.com.